North Korea sinks a ship, but this time things will be different. Stay tuned for UnNews. May 2010, Seoul, South Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the world must respond to North Korea's sinking of a South Korean ship. The usual response, followed so consistently that it is known as the Madeleine Condoleezza Hillary Doctrine, is to send a female diplomat to the secretive regime who promises that America will send more food, fuel, and cash if North Korea promises to start acting better from now on. International investigators concluded last week that the mysterious sinking of the warship Cheonan was not the work of a lone wolf, but of a lone North Korean torpedo. The unfortunate conclusion of malice denied the American official the option of reacting with extra harsh words, tougher inspections, and perhaps a bipartisan commission. Relations between the two Koreas, which have technically still been at war since 1950, are as low as they have been this decade. A decade chock full of food, fuel, and cash with no strings attached. Mrs. Clinton told reporters in Seoul, the final beefy leg of her Asian tour, quote, "This was an unacceptable provocation by North Korea," unquote. Mrs. Clinton proposed to build a Chuck E. Cheese near the demilitarized zone, where North Koreans could be taken for a birthday party if they just play nice. North Korea denied that the torpedo was launched in malice. Quote, "We just wanted to see if we could get it all the way past Japan, like the nuclear missiles," unquote, said Major General Park Chan-soo on behalf of the Army. The North extended an olive branch by cutting communication links and expelling 8 South Korean officials from a factory park that South Korea built for it. But it did not close the factory, a fact touted by the South Korea Unification Ministry. The U.S. has 28,500 troops in South Korea, whose duty is to give the official signal that the North is invading by patriotically being the first to die as the invasion rolls past. This permanent force was not an issue when Republicans criticized Obama for the Afghanistan buildup, nor when Democrats criticized Bush for the Iraq buildup, nor when Monica Lewinsky criticized Bill Clinton for his own massive buildup. The U.S. force is planning 2 joint military exercises with South Korea. Mrs. Clinton said, quote, "It will be like a carnival and the North is invited," unquote. The strengthened alliance between the two nations, according to Lee Sang-man, a South Korean professor who will pay no price for guessing wrong, quote, "must feel like a noose tightening. The North will never go to war now," unquote. He pointed to 1974, when the North threatened to pull out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Jimmy Carter went to the peninsula, calm prevailed, and happily the North went back to promising it would never develop nukes. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.